Angels Touch Therapy, Healing with Love. So if you search for that group page and you request to join, I can add you. It's been set up so that it is sort of a self-guided class. I've created audios for each of the classes, and we go through an attunement process that helps tune you in to the angelic energy. So as I set it up, this is the first time I've done such a thing online and done attunements that way, and so it's been kind of a trial basis, and so far it's worked very, very well for quite a few people who have really invested and really jumped into it. So I've been very happy with how I think I've been able to set it up so that people can come on at any time, and if they really are committed to listening to the audios and going through the attunement and doing the meditations, that they will begin to feel a shift in energy, and through the energy that flows through them and outward to others, to be part of that healing for ourselves in the world. So again, on Facebook, that page is Angels Touch Therapy, Healing with Love. This is level one for the class. It's the very basics and it's complete. I do ask for feedback if you'll share it. That's part of me tweaking and working through the class. But as I said, so far I've been very happy with the people that have invested and the feedback and the experiences that they've shared, because I know it affirms for me that yes, this is possible. This is possible to reach many through this miracle that we have of communication and internet, and it's just amazing. It affirms that for me, and I was led that way, I believe, from angels, and I believed, and it still is just so exciting though to see it work that way, and what people are saying has occurred in their lives as a result of it. So that level one really is available to anyone that has the heart and mind to follow it and do it with sincerity. And you can take your time if you want to. You can share with others. I encourage and request that you share with others, because sometimes it's just so good to know that someone else is in that same place and maybe working through some of the things you are, or that some of your feelings as you go through the classes, there are some similarities, or you might even offer something that someone else hasn't thought of. So do check it out if you've been called to explore energy work in a greater way, and energy healing. I think it is such a wave of the present and into the future that is going to touch so many. I just mean energy work in general, and whatever avenues you have to explore and that you feel drawn to, I would so encourage you to do that. So if you'd like to participate, the information is on the About This Page section. Tell you a little more about it, and the audio links are all set up there, so that if you're interested in joining that group, please do. I do request that you do so with an open heart and mind, and one that's not there to be critical or cynical, but join if you feel ready to explore that way and to be nurturing to others as they explore. So, let's see. Now, I want to walk you through the meditations that I've already created and what each one is about. Because if you're new to this, if you're listening through the radio show, you may not be familiar with those yet. And if you're not part of that class, you may not be familiar. So I'm going to take a little bit of time to tell you about the other two meditations and why those are important to do probably before you do this meditation. The first one is the energy clearing meditation, and you'll find it in the archives. And that's wonderful for anyone that is exploring down the spiritual path and you just want to relieve yourself of maybe heavy energetic burdens, and you don't even know what they are. But it's just a really good way to be still and ask for release, and ask for any shadows or heaviness to just be lifted from you. And it paves the way for some of the other deeper spiritual work that you might feel called to do. So the energy clearing meditation is really the foundation. It's something you can go back to or something else like it. But that kind of clearing and that request is something we can go back to re-energize ourselves. I actually listen to it myself when I need it. I've listened to it a couple of times since creating it. And also, as I create it, I'm taking part in the meditation. So I know that sometimes it's good even to repeat it, and then you'll know when you feel ready, perhaps, to go to the next meditation. So the second meditation that I created was the cord cutting meditation. And that is, I guess I would describe it as a more deliberate request to be boosted further in your spiritual growth. So you do the energy clearing, and then you know that there are some deeper things that maybe you aren't even able to touch. And you're asking angels and spirit, you're asking heaven to sort of take over for you and guide you and help you. You're requesting that through your free will. And when you request, then it's as if their chains are broken. They're free to do more and be more active in your spiritual growth. So in cord cutting, my description and how I see it is almost always as vines on a tree, and you're the tree, and these vines have, you know, at first they were harmless and, you know, sometimes even pretty or lovely, but over time they begin, some of them begin to become detrimental to the tree and even choke it off. And so the tree can't be healthy and grow the way it's supposed to be because it's choked off by all these vines. And the vines are things that weigh us down. Sometimes it's situations we're in. Sometimes it's our own fears. Sometimes it's people surrounding us that just keep us down or keep us challenged or heavy. So the cord cutting is really a surrender to allowing and asking for angelic and heavenly help in seeing the things that maybe you can't see that are impeding your spiritual progress. And it's letting it go and letting them help you decide, kind of like the saying, let go and let God. It's saying, I know that I can't always see these things clearly, and I ask for your help. Now, what can come of the cord cutting, it can just be like heaven opens up and everything's wonderful and issues get resolved. I've worked with people before in cord cutting where that happens, and it's just amazing and beautiful. And sometimes it's a little more rocky. You know, I will say that for myself, sometimes it tends to be things just wham me afterwards that I didn't really have a clue were really in my way as much as they were. And so it can bring up situations that we then have to address in faith, that we have to maybe shift the energy of the situation. And as long as we do it asking for that angelic help, I believe that even if it feels rocky at first, that we will very quickly move to a peaceful place about it, and we'll get the positive effects. And several people in the group, on the group page, the Angels Touch Therapy page, have just expressed how that's been the case for them, and with many others that I've worked with in the past. It's just a very powerful and beneficial thing to do when you're really ready to progress in a bigger way. And I'm just so thrilled that through an audio, it can be out there for the taking for those that are ready. And instead of me needing to do it one-on-one like I've done many times in the past, that it actually, that energy will transfer through the internet and the airwaves. And it's just amazing. That is such a tool, and I'm so thrilled that it's working the way that it is for people and transforming and can be out there for many, many more to use. One of my friends who's part of the Angel class, she put it a really funny way. She said, because I think she was listening to one of the meditations, or she had just listened, and then she saw that I had posted something on the page or on Facebook, and she was confused as to how I could be doing both at the same time. And then she remembered that this was a recording, and it felt live to her. And she said, it's as if you've successfully cloned yourself, that spiritual part of self, to be able to be out there and help people in multitudes at whatever time they're ready for it. And so we had a little talk about that, that is sort of what it's like. That's amazing. And so I'm just thrilled to be able to bring this kind of thing to you, and I hope that it helps you. And now I'm going to explain the forgiveness part of it and what we're going to be working on today in this meditation. Forgiveness is one of those paradoxical things in spiritual growth that it's absolutely necessary for us to fully connect with God and maintain that fullest, deepest connection, which is just joyous beyond words. It's blissful. It's but once we forgive, when we really, really get to that God moment, that void of that space of all the power of all that is, we realize that forgiveness wasn't necessary, and the forgiveness then turns into gratitude. I did a show last week about forgiveness turning into gratitude, and that this meditation is where we're requesting that by holding that space of forgiveness and letting go. We are also opening our eyes and being willing to see things that we previously thought we needed to forgive, as in it was a transgression of someone toward us or us toward someone. And we now see that it's all okay, that it's all working together. And so many of those things that we previously thought were bad toward us, all of a sudden we realize they were playing a role in teaching us what we're here to learn and nudging us into our purpose and the experiences we need to fulfill our purpose. So I've talked before on the show and in the class and also in my book about my big awakening moment. And it was a period of absolute bliss that lasted, I don't know, 2.5 to 3 weeks of just bliss and such light that if I would walk in somewhere and someone, you know, didn't even have to know anything that I had been going through, would just almost be their breath taken away. I had people that, you know, they were kind of spiritual people too, and they were sort of searching that way, and they'd see the aura, they'd see. But the real moment was really, it was a moment. Such a powerful moment. It couldn't have lasted more than a few seconds probably in our earth time, or that's what it felt like. But it showed me so much, and it's what kept me in that blissful place. And it was, I could see moments of my life flash before my eyes very, very rapidly. And they were, previously they seemed completely unrelated, but in that moment I could see how one was nudging toward another and leading, and they were all intertwined, and the bad things were working with the good things, and things that seemed like hurt in the past were like, oh, that was so helpful, oh, I needed that, and it turned into, oh, thank you so much, now I understand. It wasn't doing something to me. It was something for me. It just was too confusing in this earth way of seeing things. And even sometimes people that we could say maybe have hurt us, maybe they're not even aware, and then they feel guilty later for hurting us. And so the truest act of forgiveness is complete release for everyone and having gratitude instead. And so sometimes those people that seemed like harmed us, maybe they were actually sort of like our earth angels. They were doing something that we needed to either teach us compassion or nudge us in a different direction. Maybe away from them. Maybe they had to treat us badly so that we went in another direction, because they ultimately weren't part of our permanent path. So it was just a moment of seeing it completely differently. It will never fully leave me, although I exist in this dimension just like everyone else does, and I get the constant bombardment of the negative thoughts and the ego thoughts and how, you know, don't allow that and don't. And so I have to work too to stay in that place. And so this meditation about forgiveness is about release. It doesn't have to be very long. This one will be shorter. All it takes is your even deeper willingness to let go and let God and to see things in the light. And Part of it will be silence. Part of it will be me walking you through some ideas of forgiveness and shifting it into more of a positive and accepting that and releasing it. So what I'd like for you to do, if you have a piece of paper or maybe a couple of pieces of paper handy and a pen, so if you can gather those things, that would be good, and I'll give you a bit of time to do that, or you can pause and do that. And the reason I'd like for you to get a couple of slips of paper and a pen or pencil to write is that during this process, I want you, if you feel that urge, to write down a couple of the things that maybe you want to release from, if they come to you consciously. Now, you may choose to go at this in a very general way, and that's fine too. But if certain things come into your mind that you'd like to forgive and you feel the need to write them down, I encourage you to do that. Sometimes writing it out, or you can say it aloud, or you can do both. But if you write it down and you feel that power in doing so, one of the reasons I want you to do that is at the end, we're going to dispose of it and really let it go. So that's why I encourage you, if you have paper handy and pen, or if you choose to, you can write them down later and go through the other part of the exercise. But for the last two meditations, I chose some nature background audio. And the first one for the energy clearing was the ocean sounds, because the ocean is so cleansing for us, or it is for me, and the salt air and the rhythm of the ocean, it's very cleansing. And the second one, I chose the forest because we were cutting cords and we were using the metaphor of the tree and the vines. And so for today, for forgiveness, I'm choosing a background that is rain, the sound of rain. Water is cleansing. And we're going to get into a space where we feel this rain and this water trickle down over us, washing away like baptism in this act of forgiveness. Because in the forgiveness, we are baptized in light. So let yourself get comfortable, however that may be, sitting comfortably in a chair, lying down, whatever's most comfortable for you. And again, this meditation will be shorter than the others, because after you've done the others, you're in a better place to zone in more quickly and ask for what you know you really want deep in your soul, in your spirit. Now, I want you to take the piece of paper. I guess if you're comfortable lying down, you might have to sit up for just a moment. And I want you to think of anything in your life that you've had trouble forgiving. If you want to write it down. Again, if you don't want to write it down, just think of it in your mind. Most of us can think of something. Sometimes it's something big. Sometimes it may just be something that seems insignificant. Whatever comes into your mind. And it can be toward another, or toward yourself, or both. Because what we're going to try to remember in this meditation is that in forgiveness, the self is really what's at the root. Forgiving ourselves. And somehow in this world, we've come into the way of relating to each other and the way of existence that deep in our psyche we think if we can hold others in judgment, as in, well, at least I'm not as bad as her or him, then maybe we're not so bad. Or if we can hold ourselves in that being the victim, well, all these people have done me so wrong. Why is that? And it's so very hard for us to see in this ego place. But somewhere inside that, it always somehow has some attachment to ourselves and forgiveness in ourselves. And that's the hardest. So when we can forgive another, it really comes from forgiving ourselves as well. And what we're going to walk through here at its heart is about feeling good about ourselves. The world weighs us down with things we didn't do right, we didn't do well enough, we didn't live up to society's expectations or family expectations, or we're in a position where people know they can manipulate us by making us feel bad with guilt. So we succumb to that, and then we get trapped in this negative energy, and subconsciously we need to find fault. We need to say, oh, well, my life would be different if this hadn't happened, if that person hadn't done this, or my parents hadn't done this, or, and pretty soon it's just our whole spirit is just confused by ego. Ego tries to keep us trapped. Ego tells us we cannot forgive because it would be weak. But our greatest strength comes when we touch God, so we have to get there through forgiveness. It's what Jesus tried to teach as he went through this human experience. Forgiveness is the path. Holding grudges is not. So now, if you've been able to think of some things or jot down a few things, that's great. I'm going to give some examples that might help you. Hopefully they'll somehow relate to things that you're feeling and give you the way to turn it around. And I'm going to offer a prayer right now, asking that God and angels help each of us, whether we're listening at the same time or at entirely different times, that we lift each other up and we hold these moments as sacred. We ask angels and spirit and all of God's messengers to help us here. Help us release and help us see in the forgiving light so that we may just become the light where forgiveness is no longer necessary. And I'll give you some examples here and how this can relate in your own life. The first would be, I forgive myself for choices that have led to regret. And as we shift that into what may have been behind that, I forgive myself for not believing in me. I forgive myself for not trusting that all things have been working toward my growth. I forgive myself for not understanding that mistakes just become a different path to my growth, and that I learn and do better. I am thankful for the compassion I've learned through my own choices, my own experiences, and what I've called my own mistakes. I'm grateful that through that, I can be compassionate to others rather than holding them in guilt. So now, as I extend that forgiveness to myself, I extend it to all others that have been in my life. May you find deep compassion from those things that you regret, or those places or times when you weren't acting from your highest self. May you find compassion. May you receive love from me, and in turn give it to others that you may not be forgiving in your own life. May you give that love to yourself. May you receive it from me. Another thought of forgiveness you may need to express and hold has a lot to do with family, society, community, and the way we're supposed to live up to expectations when maybe we're just different and pulled differently. And for that, I want you to hold the thought. I forgive myself for not living up to family or community expectations. I forgive myself for being ashamed to live who I really am and who God created me to be. I love myself just as I am. I allow others to be who they are, and I hold that in light, even if it's different from me. I forgive myself for any hurt I've caused another, intentionally or unintentionally. I know it was my own smallness, out of confusion, coming from ego and fear. I ask forgiveness from all others. Past, present, future. I ask that they receive my love, my apology, my kindness now. I ask for angels to deliver this kindness and apology and open the door for healing. For both of us, for all of us. I freely give forgiveness to all others who have hurt me or harmed me in this body ego form. I know it was their ego and fear acting, not them being their true God self. In offering this forgiveness to them, I pray that they can connect with their true God self with their true light, and that it will reflect back on me and mine on them. I know that forgiveness is my path to God, to miracles, to joy, to bliss. I know just as Jesus taught it, just as many masters have learned and taught it. I want to follow that example. And just for today, I will take it a day at a time, but just for today, I will walk away from anger and grudges and ways to be offended. I won't seek to be offended. I will seek to be love. And I will let that light shine, and I will be open to it being mirrored back to me. Just take a few more moments to offer your own prayers, thoughts out to the universe, to angels, to spirit, to God, to source, to love. Now surround yourself in bright white light . Ask your angels to lift you and magnify that light . Ask Jesus to be that light through you as you are following his lead with forgiveness. Feel his power. Feel the power of Mother Mary and her compassion. And ask to be that love, forgiveness, and compassion. God and angels, we thank you for always being there for us, even when we're in a fog and confused. But today, we're seeing with more clarity, and we are asking you to heal our wounds, to help us see in the light of forgiveness and understand what power it carries, and that it is our truest path to you. The path of forgiveness and compassion that leads to your pure love, the purest, brightest love that sees our own goodness. Let us see through your eyes. Let us see in that love and kindness so that we may connect with you more readily in every moment. Amen. Okay, if you found yourself in that sort of out-of-body place, rub your fingers together and begin to come back into the body. but feel the lightness. And if you wrote down things that you wanted to release in forgiveness, or if you wish to write them down now, I have a suggestion that maybe something you feel led to do. I've done this in the past and it can be very effective. To continue with your request to release. Sometimes when we do these things, they're symbolic and they can have great meaning. The things that you want to release in forgiveness, take that slip of paper and burn it. Offer it up to heaven. And do it in a place that's safe. You don't want to do it on your sofa. Maybe the kitchen sink. If you have a fireplace, it's a great place to do it. Or a grill outside. Have some water handy. And be sure to put out any flames. I don't want anyone to have any little fire accidents. But I've found that to be really helpful in that release it up in smoke. It's gone. It's done. I'm really ready to release it. And when you do that, you know, we've already asked for release, and that can be another act of just symbolism that we can also carry in our mindset. I let it go. It's gone. It's no longer with me. And that can help us have the strength to not go right back to it. So I hope you've enjoyed this meditation. I hope you'll listen again if you feel you need it. I hope it has lifted burdens of unforgiveness for you. Sometimes they're so subtle. Sometimes we have obvious ones. Sometimes we have subtle ones. So I hope maybe it's helped you connect with some of those things that you need to forgive, and also, even more importantly, connect with that feeling of light when you really do release, even if it's just for a moment. So if you experience that lightness, you know you want to stay there, and you know the path to get there. So I'm going to conclude this with the reminder of ways to connect with me. My Facebook page, where I do most of my central communication, is called Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. I work through the ideas of A Course in Miracles and other positive spiritual thought on that page. And I also have a book that I wrote a few years ago about my big awakening moment. It's called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. If you're on your journey and path, you may find some similarities to what I experienced, and those are really good aha moments to affirm the path you're on. It's Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, and Amazon has a Kindle edition that's only 99 cents, or there's paperback or hardcover. Whichever you prefer, or both. And I also have a page, angelstouchtherapy.com, that tells a little bit about that path and how it led me to energy work. And things have just gone from there in me exploring and learning and sharing. So I thank you for tuning in here. Hope you'll continue to tune into this show and maybe even explore the Angels Touch Therapy page a little bit and see if that's something that calls to you. Have a great rest of the day. Hope you're filled with light and joy and love. And until next time, go out and be the light.